Irreverent. Entertaining. Cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, The Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
From Casablanca to Calcutta, India, Honolulu, Hawaii to Solvang, California. Good morning. We are The Tastemakers. Greetings to our listeners around the world. It's a gorgeous, another gorgeous, beautiful morning out here in Southern California. Shangri-La, as I like to call it. Another scorcher here as we end up closing out in September. We were going to have about 95
today. 95 today, I think 97 tomorrow. Then I think we're projected to have some drizzle on Sunday. Then next week we're into the 80s and ready for Fashion Week. So great. I think it's safe to say with the start of fall, is that right, tomorrow, fall or autumn?
No, fall was last week.
Fall was last week. Okay, so a safe goodbye to the summer heat of Southern California and some nice cool temps starting next week.
You know that it's fall when you start seeing all the pumpkin lattes and the pumpkins at the supermarkets. And once you see pumpkin anything, it's fall.
We just got a box of pumpkin, some kind of pumpkin cereal. Pumpkin cereal tastes real good. Wow. Even dry is like a snack without the milk. Wow. Real good. But you're right about that.
Once pumpkin hits the floors, that's it. It's fall. It's autumn. It's fall. Summer's
change
over.
Change the subject real quick, Mark. We just got an email from our Miss Maryland contact, Deb Miller. Good to go with the logo. And 95 contestants now as opposed to the 85.
Oh, well, that puts us in the pickle. Now we got to go back to everybody and ask for 10 more.
Anyhow, just saw that. Just came in, so I just want to share that.
Hey,
with
you also mentioned Joe Hairbreeze was in that, right?
Yeah, Joe Hairbreeze, and he says not just this one. He says whatever shows you need. So
great,
he's good to go, and he always sends the two. Plus, he sends a bag, so that is a great addition, a great fit. And kids, what I am talking about right now is one of the multiple events that we're always working on. Wow Creations, our core business, of course, is the Miss Maryland.
Well,
USA.
Let's get to that in a moment. Okay. Why don't we start the show as we normally do?
Yep.
We finish off our Shangri-La speech right now. Yeah, it's beautiful out there. The traffic is moving. The skies are blue. The mountains are gorgeous. The trees are blowing in a light wind. I'm giving the weather report for
you
our
are.
Listeners
and you know, Mark,
around the
speaking
world.
Speaking of Shangri-La, like you, how you had just mentioned, you know, we were carrying myself. We're at the Hollywood Hotspot, the library at the Redbury Hotel in Hollywood over the weekend, and speaking of Shangri-La, I used that term several times as there were many people there from in our group, a couple that came out from Indiana, a couple that came out from Mississippi, a couple that came out from some part of Florida, northern part of Florida. Anyhow, point being is I said, you know, what brought you out here? Fame and fortune, the weather, or what? And it was basically a change of lifestyle. Indiana's too cold. Mississippi, too southern. And I kept on saying, my brother always says, California, L.A., Shangri-La, you got to come. And if you're not born here, raised here, everybody wants to come here. So Shangri-La was used three times on Friday night.
I love it. By other people, you're saying, by you. Other people, or you were using Shangri-La?
I was saying Shangri-La. I said, my brother calls it Shangri-La. And speaking of which, two of those three groups of people have said, we like to call it La La Land. I don't like that. Tinseltown, you like Shangri-La. I like Tinseltown, but I don't go for La La Land.
No, it sounds too hokey pokey.
It sounds like it's out of, I don't know, something from the 40s, or it sounds like you're going to go to sleep, or La La, or something you call your grandmother. Right?
Right. I don't like it.
Shangri-La's got panache. Tinseltown has sizzle. What does Lala got? It puts me to sleep, right?
Lala. Lala. Yeah, who knows?
Anyhow, let's start off the show like we always do, Mark.
Great.
I'm thinking of implementing a new segment. I know we always start the shows with celebrities' birthdays because there's always so many on a daily basis. I was thinking maybe next week we'll try out with what happened on this day.
All right, I like that.
One thing I did hear today, what happened on this day in 2003, Ozzy Osbourne came forward and decided to invest in a play about Rasputin.
That was what year?
2003.
So nothing's happened
it's
since
12
then?
Years later, he hasn't gotten past, and the curtain rises.
Yeah.
That's it. Anyhow, so maybe next week we'll start that segment. But we'll start off like we do every Tuesday morning for the Tastemakers with our celebrity birthdays.
Great.
All right. And there's a couple good ones here. And we'll start off with Kevin Durant, a basketball player from the Oklahoma Thunder, originally the Seattle Supersonics. Today is his birthday, Mark. How many candles will be in Kevin Durant's birthday cake?
24.
Today. 27.
That was close.
27. JoJo Simmons. JoJo Simmons, reality star, from what I have absolutely no idea. Have you ever heard of JoJo Simmons?
I've heard of him, but I don't know who he is or what he does.
Yeah,
or
he's 26, and he's from a reality star. And somebody of significance today, celebrating 80 candles on his birthday cake today, who I thought was older, and it's amazing he's still alive, The Killer. Jerry Lee Lewis, Great Balls of Fire.
And although it's not today, yesterday, you know, was the birthday, the 80th birthday also of Brigitte Bardot.
Wow.
Yeah.
She's not looking, the last time I saw her, she wasn't looking that good.
Whoa.
How old is Sophia Loren?
Probably about 83, something like that. But she doesn't got that ragged look that Bardot's
Brigitte Bardot, Sophia Loren, Raquel Welch, all sex pots from the late 50s and 60s. Raquel Welch is probably about 73 or 74.
Wow.
Would you say?
No, Raquel Welch celebrated her 75th birthday 2 weeks ago.
Oh, okay. So 5 years younger than Brigitte Bardot.
But she looks much better than Bardot.
She must be taking good care of herself like our buddy George Hamilton. Yep. Anyhow, happy birthday to Jerry Lee Lewis, which, by the way, I think this weekend he's celebrating a big bash out in Tennessee or Mississippi, wherever he's from, or Arkansas, one of the states.
Wow.
And our friend Aaron Murphy, Tabitha from the
Bewitched
from the 60s, is on a private jet with several other people heading out there to celebrate his birthday.
Wow.
We'll figure that, right?
So it's a big thing. Are there going to be a media wall, red carpet?
80's a big thing.
And I wonder if Randy Quaid's going to be there. You know, he played him in that movie.
Yeah, right? Yeah,
about 20 years ago, right? So wait a minute. Let me get this. That movie was about 87, wasn't it?
88.
88, so that was almost 30 years ago.
27 years ago, so he was 53.
So when the movie came out, he was just in his 50s?
Yeah, 53.
Huh.
Yeah.
Usually they don't make your lifetime life story movie until
now.
You're dead or like in your 70s or 80s.
Like now.
That's interesting.
Anyhow, Gene Autry, he has since passed.
The Singing Cowboy.
Yeah, he passed on. Geez, when did he pass? Anyhow.
Former owner of the Angels, former owner of KTLA.
Yeah, he'd be 108 today.
108. It's doable.
When he passed, he seemed like somebody that would have lived to be 98, 99,
he
100.
So he's 108 now, but when he
died at 91.
Oh, 91. Okay, because he seemed ancient then.
Yeah, 17 years ago. He was 91.
Okay. Oh, okay.
You know, different people hold it and look at differently, you know, but anyhow, he would have been 91. Cardale Jones.
I like the name.
Cardale Jones, third string quarterback and national championship quarterback for the Ohio State Buckeyes, is 23 today. Cardale Jones. I love it. So many of these college football players have these great names, you know.
Just Cardale, fantastic. That's interesting.
Cardale Jones. Ian McShane. Ian McShane is celebrating a birthday today.
Oh, Ian McShane. He's been around.
Did you see any of his any of the episodes for the new season of Ray Donovan?
No, I TiVo'd the entire season, the last one. So they're already showing previews for the next season?
No, this is this past season.
Oh. Yeah, I saw that.
But anyhow, he's 73 today.
Hold on. He was in The Last of Sheila. Okay, that was 1972.
40 years ago.
Okay, so that was 40 years ago. How old?
He was 30 then.
30?
He was 30 when he did Last
Well, you know, I recently saw that Last of Sheila about a month or two ago, and he was in it. I'm thinking, he's 30 in that?
He was probably one of those that looked older then, but younger now.
Yep.
But anyhow, after two seasons of Ray Donovan, they completely did a Tales. It's completely, totally different now. Ezra, who was Elliot Gould, he has since died.
Oh.
And he dies in the first, like, 5 minutes of the show. And to be honest with you, Mark.
You're talking about the first 5 minutes of the new episode?
And you know what? When he was on the bed dying, I had no idea who that was.
Wow.
Until they called him by his name. But a great role for Elliot Gould, two seasons. But anyhow, I guess they figured they could only take that show so far the way it was structured. And I love what they've done with the new season.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I love it. You know, Ray Donovan is just granted, he wears the exact same thing in every scene of the series for the entire series. But
well, he is the fixer. What, dark suit, right?
Fixer,
white shirt?
No
tie.
Or the black shirt. And he was going to a governor's cocktail party. He was wearing
The governor's the buddy with Ian McShane, right?
Yeah.
He's crooked, right?
Yeah. Well, no, he's not crooked. He's like a billionaire. He just has, you know, when you're a billionaire.
Is the governor crooked?
No, the governor's not crooked. He just wants the governor, because they want to bring a football team here. They have to get rid of something. They have to have something lobbied, you know, just trying to dip into his pockets.
So they've changed the whole format, huh?
Have to change the whole format because, you know, he's not working for Ezra or the studio anymore.
But he's working for Ian McShane.
Yeah.
But is he doing the same thing? He's a fixer?
He's there. That's what I was getting ready to say. I guess when you're a billionaire, you always come across deals or people or acquaintances that you need some kind of work done. Not necessarily beat up or killed, but money delivered, kidnap this, arrange that, persuade somebody. So that's the season they've gone, and he's strictly working for Ian McShane. But I have gone six, I binged six episodes into the season, and I absolutely love it. So anyhow, happy birthday to Ian McShane. I was surprised to hear he was 73.
Wow.
And Cardale Jones. The last one on the list, Andrew Dice Clay. Andrew, the Dice Man.
Yeah, he's got to be, let's see, 58.
You're usually pretty good. You're usually pretty good.
58.
Right in the button.
Wow.
Yep. Right in the button, pal. So happy birthday to everybody.
Yeah.
And starting next week, we're going to try On This Day.
All right, that sounds good. When. I like the On This Day.
Yeah.
Okay. It's kind of like the almanac, the daily almanac.
Yeah, so today's today's a Tastemaker King Swag Tuesday, Mark.
All right.
I love it when we get the double dose.
Well,
we got the Tastemakers in the morning.
And we're on the Storage Wars tonight.
Storage Wars tonight. I love the double dip.
Yeah, so
and
do
it's
I.
It's funny how Storage Wars on Tuesday or shows on Tuesday, so when there's the double dip,
perfect.
We start the day
plus
with the
plus, we can get
show.
The triple dip if people want to watch The Fabulous World of WoW on FirstRun.tv, Channel 2.
And, yeah. And speaking of that, we just finished another episode, and we're getting ready to film another one, too. So.
Boy, it's taken long enough to get that thing
Boy,
done.
But something, we got crazy schedules, Mark. I posted something today about the crazy schedule this week. We got the radio show today. Then we have a business meeting after this. Tomorrow and Thursday, we're filming a commercial. We'll go into
that
a little
that?
More later. Then we're invited to a luxury event tomorrow night, along with a cocktail mixer and some other red carpet
for the event. Estate planners,
right? For the estate planners, and then another red carpet event that we invite you at the SLS Hotel tomorrow night as well. Filming on Thursday as well. Friday we're off to St. Louis, Missouri, to judge the Miss Missouri USA pageant. Flying back on Sunday, landing at Burbank.
Flying back on Monday.
On Monday, I'm sorry. Flying back on Monday, landing at
Burbank
at 6:30. Going straight to the Su Wong Fashion Show, followed by another one of her fantastic parties, which will go into that we attended last week momentarily. Anyhow.
And then Tuesday we're back on the show here.
Tuesday we're back on the show. And then we got the double dip as well because we're on the French job. So that is a crazy...
That's a crazy week that lies ahead of us.
Crazy 7 days. Crazy
but that's the life of a tastemaker.
That's correct. That's fantastic, Mark. Yeah. Some people just would love to have this fantastic lifestyle.
Well, let's start off the show. Let me do a brief mention about my visit to Dancing with the Stars taping
yes.
last
I
Tuesday.
Unfortunately could not make it, so you took your wife, so that was fantastic. Well, sounds like a fantastic opportunity, however.
Right. It sounds like a fantastic opportunity. This is something that any Dancing with the Stars fan may want to try once, but I can't see anybody going back a second time. I, for instance, had a kind of like a front-of-the-line pass because you and I went about 6 months ago.
Yep.
We were the last couple. We couldn't get in, so they gave us, because it was already filled to capacity, so they gave us a return pass to come back later where we don't have to wait in the line, but we're guaranteed to go on in, which was great. They advised you to get there by 4. We got there at 3. Naturally, we got to the front of the line. The other line reached all the way back around the corner. People were in that line at 11 a.m.
Wasn't it a hot day last week, too?
It was a hot day last week, and there were people that were in that line at 11 a.m. to get to the front.
No.
So we didn't have to wait in that line. We were in the front of the line pass. 4 o'clock, the gates open. They take us into the holding station. Now, the holding station is just a inside place where to wait in line in the parking lot, more or less. You're not on the street. Now they've moved us up to the parking lot with cover, the shade. There's portable potties out there if you have to use the can.
Oh, do they have the premier kind of portable potties?
Yeah, the fancier ones. Not the fanciest, but the fancy ones, you know. And so we get in there, and now we know that we have another 2-hour wait before they let us in. And at this point, they tell us, because the show airs live, blah, 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 no cell phones allowed in. So you have to check in your cell phone at the front door, which I myself don't like because I'm dropping this thing off 2 hours before we even go in. Then the taping is 2 hours, so I know I'm not going to be without my phone for 4 hours, 15 minutes. Now, when was the last time anybody, our listeners around the world, were without their phone for 4 hours and 15 minutes?
That's crazy. We did it about 6 months ago. We went to the introduction of the new Rolls-Royce
The Dawn convertible.
And we didn't like turning the phones for about an hour and a half.
Right.
I hated it, actually.
Yeah. So that's the first thing I didn't like. And then they tell you over the next 2 hours, while you're waiting there, now if you have to go to the bathroom, go to the bathroom, because once you get in for 2 hours, there's no bathroom at all. So
Whoa.
You can't go to the bathroom. So at that moment,
that's
the line
very
started
hard to
building.
Believe.
Yeah.
Very
well, they
hard
don't
to
want
believe.
People moving around when they're filming
well,
a show.
Well, I get that. I get that. But wow.
So they tell you, then you have to, the line begins for the bathroom. And for the next 95 minutes or an hour, hour, there was a line continuously up until the moment they said, okay, now it's time to go and the doors
like,
are opening.
Like when you're in an international flight and you just get done eating dinner or lunch.
And there's a line for the bathroom.
Yeah, that same thing. Stop. Yeah.
So the line continued for the next 95 to 2 hours.
Wow.
The doors open, and just before the doors open, they tell everybody the bottom floor, where you see it when you watch the show, everybody that's sitting down there on the floor or whatever, that's VIPs, friends, and family.
Friends and family. VIPs.
VIPs, friends, and family. Anybody else that's in the regular audience, you're up in the rafters.
So it looks all nice and cool and happening and fun and exciting and a great opportunity to take part in on TV. But when you're there, it sounds like a disaster.
Yeah, because then you got to get upstairs in the rafters, and they want you standing the whole time.
Oh,
they only want you sitting when they go to commercial.
And this is after standing already 2 hours outside?
Well, you had a bench. You had a bench. You can sit there on the bench
for
the
everybody? Or just like a handful?
Yeah, there were enough benches for pretty much everybody.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. That's remember, helpful. Because everybody that's in line there now is just going in the rafters.
I only remember when we were there, we waited 2 hours standing up the whole time.
Right, because we didn't have the front of the line pass.
Oh, that's right. That's
like
right.
I said, there were people there from 11 a.m. that were in line.
Wow.
And on the street. There you standing, Matt. Once they let you into the next holding pattern, there's benches you can sit. But keep in mind, the benches are there because there's only about 300 people.
Yeah.
Because everybody else is on the main floor. That's friends, family, and VIPs.
Boy, nothing pleasant about that.
So you have to stand except for when it's a commercial. You could sit for the commercial. And then they want you to do like they do at any taping of a TV show. Cheer, clap, jeer during when they come back from commercial, when they go to commercial. So at the end of the 2 hours, now you have to either go to the bathroom or you're parched because you haven't been able to drink anything because you couldn't bring anything in there. And you're tired from standing and sitting for the 2 hours. So it ended, and, you know.
Well, I'd like to say hopefully it was a fantastic show and it was worth the wait.
Yeah. I mean, it was good
to see. Was it worth the wait?
It was good to see. You know, when you're a fan of the show and you watch the show, it's good to see how it's done and everything. But then in the end, I had to go to the parking lot to get out. And $15 to park.
Oh, boy.
Now, this is, you know, so that's put it
terrible.
That way. Dancing with the Stars is something.
How was it last night, by the way?
What's her name? Kim, the Atlanta housewife.
Uh-huh.
She's off because she had that mini stroke last week. I don't know if you heard about the mini stroke.
No, I didn't.
Yeah. So when she left the dancing last week, she flew back to Atlanta. She doesn't stay here for the week. So she flew back to Atlanta. But before she flew back to Atlanta, she got a double injection of Botox, which most likely is what caused this mini stroke.
Wow.
So she suffered the mini stroke. She was in the hospital for 4 days. She looked fine, though. But
hospital for 4 days. No kidding.
Yeah. But anyhow, I think the whole thing was a setup. I think she was so bad, she wanted to get out of
it. I think
thing.
She hated it, yeah. But isn't that kind of weird, too? I mean, don't you have to, like, rehearse nonstop? I mean, if she's flying to Atlanta.
But she couldn't because she rehearses over there, I guess. Tony Duflati flies back there to rehearse with her.
Wow.
Yeah. So, anyhow, the rules of the game are simply this. If you are incapacitated and sick and you cannot perform, you're out. See, she was okay to perform on Saturday. She was practicing on Saturday.
Yeah.
But her doctor wouldn't allow her to fly back to L.A. because of the strokes.
Yeah.
She couldn't fly for a couple more days. So because she couldn't be here, the rules are you're out. So
she's
last
a hot-looking dish.
Yeah, with gigantic knockers.
Yeah.
So the rules of the road is you can't perform, you're out. So she was the one eliminated last night.
Okay. Well, how did she look after like 2 weeks?
She looked fine. You mean her performance?
Yeah.
Awful.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
so,
she would have gone last night.
The Busey still remains.
He should have went last week. Victor Espinoza went, but he stayed.
He should have went last week, but he stayed. He should have went last night, but it was her. So it's safe to say he's probably gone next week.
Well, that's safe to say. However, he's there because he's a character. Everyone likes to see his being a character.
Yeah.
That's exactly
one of these
what it is.
Publicity things, or popularity contest, I guess. If everybody continues to like him and he's entertaining, they're going to
continue
to vote for him.
Just like The Apprentice.
Same thing. Apprentice, yeah.
He was as crazy as could be, remember? But he was on there for weeks.
Yeah, speaking of The Apprentice and presidential nominees and so forth, we met last week. We had the pleasure of being at
two
the
weeks
Siwang party.
Oh, yeah, yeah, right.
And we met a presidential nominee.
Bobby Wells.
And we got an email from him the other day. He's going to be in town, I think, tomorrow.
No, it's today. As a matter of fact, he had his press conference in Beverly Hills at 9:30 this morning. And the reason for the press conference is this. When you think of Democratic nominees, all people think about is Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
But there are actually 10 additional candidates that are running. Okay, now the Democratic presidential debate is going to happen in 2 weeks. The Democratic committee had opened it up for an additional 4 Democratic candidates, so there's going to be 6 at this debate in 2 weeks. The purpose of Robbie Wells' press conference today is he's not part of that six that was invited to be at the debate. So he's having he had a press conference today to say, listen, what gives? I should be at that debate in 2 weeks. So the question is now, after today's press conference, will the Democratic Party invite him to take part in that debate in 2 weeks? Mm.
So we met him,
Robbie Wells,
a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
He didn't have any type of security staff.
Well, you don't get the
did
security.
Did he even have anybody with him? He had one person talking.
That was
with
his
him.
Wife. He had his wife
yeah.
with him. But the thing about Robbie, go back to the eclectic group at the Sue Wong party, which was fantastic. A little bit of everything.
Yeah.
And this guy, Robbie Wells, Democratic candidate, yeah. fit right into the
yeah.
pot.
Speaking of that party, which was fantastic, it was it was a party celebrating the birthday
of Prince Mario Max.
His mother.
Lupe.
Yeah, yeah,
his mother.
A great party, eclectic mix, like Mark just mentioned. I consider it like Andy Warhol in the late 60s and 70s with The Factory, where he liked to be surrounded by all kind of interesting people. And Sue Wong, a fantastic designer
yeah.
that she did. Is
world famous designer.
World famous, and she lives in the Cedars. Anybody that's got a home that has a name, unlike a ranch, you know, ranches all have
South Fork,
yeah,
Terra, Shenandoah.
Like a few, like Green Acres or Pickfair, that have actual names for the house. So Sue Wong's residence is the Cedars. But anyhow, she had designers there. She had actors there. She had musical people. She had people that...
Us.
She had men that looked like women that are working on reality shows. She had Ruby Wells or...
Entertainment executives.
The Prince and
the
his
fat
family.
Guy from Bored, Ken Devashian.
The fat guy from Bored. We met Kelsey Grammer here in the past. So not only a wide, eclectic, and like Mark said, including us, fantastic media wall with the red carpet.
A lot of press. Booze, food.
Just fantastic.
Hors d'oeuvres.
Fantastic. And we just got an invitation today to attend her next party. I won't give out the date when that is, but that's coming up soon. So looking forward to that. That's going to be a long day, though, Mark, for us. But
yeah, we wake up in St. Louis, and then we close it out in the Hollywood Hills with the party.
Yeah. I just want to give a big shout-out. I know 2 weeks ago was our Emmy gifting suite on Rodeo Drive, one of the brands that participated. I mentioned them before, but I'm going to give them another shout-out.
Great product, by the way. I'm using it every night.
Yeah, fantastic product. GoodNightNaturals.com. They have organic mattresses, organic or those laundry balls called, Mark. Do you know what they're called?
Yeah, you know, I don't know what they're called.
Yeah, so just get to GoodNightNaturals.com. They're located on 3rd Street. Been there for, I think they're relatively new there since early part of this year. They participated, gave out a ton of great stuff, heard nothing but fantastic things about them. We were very happy that they participated and hope that they enjoyed themselves. So goodnightnaturals.com. Check out the website, or if you're in the area, drop by on 3rd Street and check out their store and get in and check out those organic mattresses. Like Mark just said, he's using them every night. And
yeah, it's great. Very comfortable.
There you go. So what else is going on, Mark? Hey, the new season television, the fall season, started last week. I'm trying to watch as many new shows as I can.
Yeah, I've already given up on two.
Which ones?
The Player with Wesley Snipes on
yeah,
NBC.
I didn't see that one. I wanted
don't
to.
Don't bother.
Okay, wow, that
in,
bad.
In Blood and Oil.
Wow. You know, it's funny, Mark. I know I was watching my Ray Donovan binge the other day when you sent me a text 7 minutes in to Blood and Oil, and you said it was terrible.
Yep.
And I says, hey, it's only 7 minutes in. And
then, I gave it more. I gave it another
30
minutes.
Then you gave it more. Last night, Carrie came home late. I went up to check on her. I guess 5 minutes she was watching Blood and Oil. 5 or 6
minutes.
Was
she TiVo'd it then?
Yeah. Because
yeah.
I have to watch this stuff, but maybe
yeah.
I won't. But the same thing like you. It was less than 10 minutes. I'm thinking it was like 5 or 6. She said, this is horrible. So between my brother and my wife both saying within 10 minutes it was horrible. Now I feel compelled. I have to see it to see how bad it was.
Yeah.
What made it so bad in the first 10 minutes?
The writing, the acting, the plot.
So nothing like Dallas.
No.
How was Don Johnson?
The guy can't act. He
wow.
never could. I mean, there are very few roles that Don Johnson could fit into.
Yeah, you're right.
And this is not one of them.
Yeah.
He's no Jack Ewing.
Yeah.
He's no Blake Carrington.
Yeah. So you're giving up on Blood and Oil,
yep.
and you're giving up on The Player. What else have you seen? Did you see Blood? What's the one that was on? Bloodsport or Bloodlines?
Oh, no,
the girl that's tattooed?
No, I missed it last week, but I TiVo'd it last night. I watched the first one,
liked it a lot.
Okay.
TiVo'd last night. What about that new comedy on Monday nights with James Brolin?
I TiVo'd it. Haven't watched that yet.
Watched it last week. Pretty good.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah,
pretty good. Carrie didn't like it, though.
Okay.
Watched it.
What about Limitless?
Liked it a lot.
Oh, okay.
I didn't see the movie.
You didn't see Limitless?
I didn't see the movie.
Oh.
So I was hesitant to see it because I didn't see the movie. But I was very happy with it.
Okay, well, I TiVo'd Limitless last week, so I'll TiVo it again tonight. By the way, Zoo's not on again, so I guess Zoo finished off that two-hour thing a couple weeks ago. That must have been the season finale.
Well, it was 2 hours, right?
Yeah, and it ended where all the animals were down the street.
Oh, boy, was that silly.
Yeah,
that,
it was silly.
Oh, that was silly.
So I guess that was the finale.
Okay, so that was the finale. Speaking of finales, too, the Walking Dead, the new thing, The Fear of the Walking Dead.
Well, that's another one. Blake has already given up on that.
I started watching it the other night, Mark. And I was, as I'm watching, I'm thinking about giving up on it, but it was a good episode.
It was okay.
And next week is the season finale.
Season finale.
Yeah.
But, I mean, but, yeah, you're right.
Speaking of another show that was canceled, was that surprisingly so, Ryan Seacrest, that Knock Knock thing.
Oh, I forgot all about it. No desire to watch it at all.
Neither did I, but I'm just saying, after two episodes, they crapped it.
Yeah.
Don't you need more than that, though?
Well, you do, I guess, unless the ratings are as bad as they are. For instance, Blood and Oil, even if they'd have terrible ratings, they've put too much into that promotion. That's going to go on for a while before they cancel it, if they cancel it.
Yeah.
But so, I'm looking forward to the John Stamos show tonight, Grandfathered.
Oh, that's tonight?
Yeah, I think that looks good.
That looks
also
good.
And I'll tell you, The Grinder also, which is before or
Rob
after.
Lowe.
I almost didn't think about watching that. It's with Rob Lowe and Fred Savage.
Yeah.
The concept seems kind of cool, but what changed my mind, decided to make me watch it tonight, I saw the preview. Bill Devane is in it. I like Bill Devane.
Yeah.
So that's going to make the difference in me watching it.
He's an actor attorney, right?
Rob Lowe's the actor attorney, right. And his brother's the actual attorney.
Fred Savage.
Oh, yeah, Fred Savage, the actual attorney.
Oh, okay. Very good. Big difference in years. I mean, Rob Lowe, I think, is 52, and I think Fred Savage is like 33.
Yeah.
So he could really be his son.
So I will watch both of those. My wife is a huge Muppets fan, so she watched The Muppets last week. She was disappointed. She thought it'd be better, but she's going to watch it again tonight. So
what about Empire last week?
Oh, I watched that last night. Not bad.
I was disappointed.
I liked all the cameos at the start. I thought that was kind of cool. I can't believe the size of Al Sharpton's head. That thing is just unbelievable. It's like a bowling ball on his body.
I like the fact that Chris Rock was playing
a villain.
Badass,
yeah.
And I like the fact that they killed him. And
yeah.
At the end of the day, if you're in prison and you got money, money is power.
Yeah.
Power is control. And if you got money, power, and control, you rule everything. So Lucius was definitely in charge. I was let down, but the way I look at it, tomorrow night's show should be real good.
Yeah. I watched. I'm looking forward to watching the Modern Family from last week and Blackish. I haven't seen that yet.
Carrie saw Blackish and she said it stunk.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Our buddy Anthony Anderson.
Yeah, our buddy Anthony Anderson.
Emmy nominee Anthony Anderson.
Yeah, too bad he didn't win. But he was in some
I was hoping he would.
He was in tough competition, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah. Hey, I mentioned earlier, Mark, that we attended, we had to relinquish our cell phones when we were at the introduction to the Rolls-Royce Dawn.
Yeah.
Has that been released yet?
In a couple weeks, I think. It's either the end of October or the start of November. So what we may want to do is reach
contact
out to Rolls-Royce
yeah.
to see what event they've got going on here.
I'm making a note right now. They got to have an event. There's an event every night in this town, like we were saying earlier in the day, Mark, early in the show, how 7 days of nonstop craziness for us. We can't always make it to things. We got invited to that yacht party last Thursday.
Well, and the reason we didn't make it to that is because I came too late.
Yeah, which is a damn shame.
Yeah.
It's great to be a tastemaker, great to get the invitations, great to walk the red carpets and such. And we were out all day in Santa Monica, so we come home and to go back out. But this would have been a good event to go to.
Speaking about Santa Monica, let's discuss the next thing that we're going to discuss about our commercial. We're actually, our agent got us a audition, which is something we don't do.
Our agent, yeah, we don't act.
We don't audition,
we don't act.
But a thing came up which involved twins. Mm-hmm. So our agent got us this audition to go to Santa Monica to audition for this upcoming commercial, and I've never seen so many groups of twins before. You wouldn't think that you've got that many twins in the first place, but on top of that many twins in the first place that are in the business.
Yeah,
you know?
I think a lot of times, though, Mark, you think twins, their parents just throw them into the business.
These are adult twins, though.
Yeah, well, I mean, from a young age, though. You know, I think from the young age.
I don't know. You don't see twins on TV or commercials that often.
Put it this way, Mark. Everybody there had an agent.
Right, but that's the surprising thing is you don't see twins in commercials or TV shows or movies. You've got that one set of twins that are always in these commercials, but other than that, you rarely see them. That's why when I said when I was there and the room was filled with all these adult male or all adult twins.
Well, you know the reason for that, Mark. It's for Metro PC, and it's a twin commercial. There's going to be five or six groups, or even more groups of twins in the commercial.
What I'm saying is I was surprised to see that many groups of twins in the business. You don't see twins in commercials, in movies, in TV shows. You don't. So when we got there, I thought there'd be only a handful, but the room was filled with twins.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyhow, we went and we got the gig, and now we're waiting to hear back the schedule, the filming schedule. It's got to be the next couple of days because we're off for St. Louis on Friday.
Yeah, it was supposed to be Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, so hopefully we're not in on Friday.
Yeah, I mean, it's a commercial, for crying out loud. It's not. Yeah. We're not filming a Spielberg epic.
We did one commercial once before. It was about a year ago for Los Hotel. Was that – it was Los Hotel?
We didn't even audition. We just popped in.
Yeah,
we walked in and we did it.
How about that for our agent? We didn't even have to audition. It was like we should – we didn't even know what we were doing.
No, we did the walk up, yeah. Did it, and then left. Yeah,
but that was an all-day thing, though.
Great sandwiches they had. Great sandwiches.
Oh, fantastic. You know, that wasn't typical craft services. That was like in a suite. It was a wide variety of fantastic deli, and they had cheesecake, and they had a bunch of other nice cakes and stuff. But the food was fantastic, but not the typical craft meals.
Craft like services, yeah. It was great. I love to be fed great when we're away in a gig or an event or something like that.
Speaking of, boy, my mouth is watering because we're talking about sandwiches.
Yeah, me
too. We're at the open of Del Mar. When we were in the press box.
The press room.
How about that? When you could make your own sandwich.
Love it.
Put as much beef, put as much ham, put as much turkey. All kind of. Was that one of the best?
I
just deleted that photo just a couple of days ago. I took a photo of my picture.
Oh, the sandwich?
Yeah. Because it was a fantastic sandwich. And a great rye bread with a pickle, with a bag of Lay's potato chips. My mouth is watering right now, Mark.
Wow.
Was that crazy or what?
It was.
But anyhow, yes, I, as well as you do, love the... the food.
Yeah, so that was a good audition, and we got the gig, and we're going to be doing that in the next day or so, and so we got that going for us, which is great. I do want to spend a few moments. I had the great pleasure of visiting the brand new art museum here in Los Angeles.
Really?
Called The Broad.
Do tell.
Purchased entirely by Eli, I mean built with the entire, all funding of Eli Broad, Los Angeles billionaire, made his fortune in home building. And he has been collecting art for the last 50 years. And has been housing it here, housing it there, and for the last 20 years or so, he's been trying to figure out where he wanted to host his artwork, whether it was going to
display it,
yeah,
so the public could enjoy it and share it.
You know,
it
he
them.
Had a little bit here, he had a little bit there at the art museum in Chicago, New York, all over the place, and so it's been a dream of his to finally put it here in Los Angeles. So he built this beautiful building, which is directly across the street from the Walt Disney Hall downtown, directly across the street from the MoCA, and it's all brand new. It looks really cool. Free admission, which is great when you're a billionaire. I mean, why not?
Now you say it's directly across from the Disney Hall. Is it catty corner from the Music Center?
It's close to MoCA. South of the across the street. It's directly across. You have to cross the street, and it's right there. Across
next to MoCA.
No, it's on the other side of MoCA. In between Wells Fargo and Disney Hall is Wells Fargo Center, and Disney Hall is the new Broad. And great, it's free to get in, which is great, but you have to reserve ahead of time tickets online and schedule a date and time to get there, which is great. Some great artwork, the collection. The building is great looking. 36 million pounds of concrete to build this thing. I guess they call it the vault. Third floor gallery features 318 skylights.
Do they have any type of containers for donations? Are they accepting donations?
No donations. The only thing they've got are the philanthropists that make the huge.
Right. Are there names on the wall?
Not yet. There isn't anything.
No information centers either. It's just people walking around with information, correct? I heard there was
yes.
No information centers. Just
no information
people walking
center.
Around with information.
There's a desk where you can pick up the map, and everybody is supposed to be extra helpful to help you out.
Walking
around information people, which is great. And they've got some great artwork. The buildings.
What'd you do about parking?
We got lucky. You know, they do have parking in the building. It's $12 to park in the building, or you could park on the street. And you know my routine is I always try to find parking on the street before paying the $12. And just before I was heading in to pay the $12, there was an open spot in the shade directly in back of the Broad for free parking on the street.
On Grand Avenue?
Yeah, you know, like on Chelsea's street.
Yeah, Hope.
On Hope. It was on Hope. But direct, it was on Hope.
Not a lot of parking there either.
Just meters, lot of meters.
Not a lot, though.
Not a lot. And there was wide open, which was a major coup, because when you get free parking anywhere, it's great.
Yeah.
I'd have paid the 12. Don't like to pay the 12, but it's free to get in, so why not? But parking on the street, great.
You're right. You know, I was, like I said earlier, I was at the Redbury on Friday night. Friday night, around 10 o'clock in Hollywood, the corner of Hollywood and Vine is nuts. You know that. It's all fantastic. So I drove around the block a couple times thinking I'd be able to get one up there around the block somewhere, you know. Didn't. So I had no choice again but to pay the $10. $10 wasn't too bad. We were there for about, you know, 3 hours, so $10 is okay. You don't want to get a ticket like we are, like we did a couple weeks ago when we went to the London for cocktails rooftop. It's a 20. Now we knew we weren't going to be 20 minutes. What were we thinking?
We were thinking that at 10 o'clock at night, you're not going to have any meter maids.
Yeah, so we got a $53 ticket for that.
So I want to do a quick thank you to our friends, the press at the Broad, and that is thebroad.org. www.thebroad.org.
Do they have like a cool restaurant in there?
No, no restaurant in there, but directly outside there's a little park area they built, and right next to the park area is the Emerson apartment building, which has a really cool, hip, trendy bar and restaurant right on the first floor. So it's perfect. It's literally right next to the Broad. So if you want a drink, if you want lunch or dinner, it's right across. It's right next to.
Well, we got all these phones blasting off right here.
Okay, we got looks like we got a new an email from our new client that just came on board for our Emmy gifting.
I just read that. Fantastic. Give her a shout out.
We're going to mention her next week's show.
Next week in more detail. Fantastic. Okay. Well, good to have her on board. Contact Rolls-Royce, Mark, see about getting us to hopefully they have some kind of opening party. And another note, speaking of Rolls-Royce and speaking of luxury cars, did you hear about the Bentley SUV?
Well, they've been talking about that for years,
but it looks like it's ready to come out. You know, they're talking about luxury SUVs, like you get a Range Rover for $120,000, you get the Mercedes boxes for $150,000, the Porsche Cayennes are $125,000. Not the Cayenne. Is that the Cayenne, the SUV? Is that a Cayenne?
The Porsche?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So they're talking about all these, you know, $100,000, $150,000, $160,000 SUVs, but the Bentley, which looks great. I just recently saw it in the magazine, just the front of it, but it looks great. $260,000.
Oh.
And get this, Mark. Rolls-Royce has given some thought about bringing one out now.
Well, whatever the market will bear, and if the people want it, they want that
cool,
high-end
thing,
luxury SUV.
Yeah. They want that, you know, that niche market. A lot of people want to have the be the first one on the block to own it, or even if they only make like 1,000 of them, you know, supply and demand. People want to have it.
Yeah.
But you know,
I'm anxious to see how the rest of it looks.
Yeah. When you get home, Google Bentley SUV. I think it's coming out later this year.
I wonder if they hit that thing last week. The Bentleys and Bubbly at the Bentley dealership in Beverly Hills. Last Tuesday.
Oh, right, that Corey went to, right?
What day was that? We were there. It was Monday or Tuesday?
It was Monday.
Week. Or Monday, okay.
Monday,
Bentley's
yeah.
And...
Bentley's, maybe that was to introduce... well, no, if the car... Oh, who knows? Had to be some reason, but anyhow.
Yeah.
Bentley's. Looking forward to checking that out, but... $260,000 for an SUV.
Yeah, that's a lot of bread. That'd but like when you think of it, look at what the cost of those cars are. So it fits right into the whole thing. You can't have it cheaper.
Yeah.
I guess when you think of it.
Yeah.
You know, the Porsches and the Mercedes and Land Rovers, they're priced accordingly for that market, for that type of car.
Yeah.
Bentleys are $200,000, $300,000, $400,000.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Did you get your latest edition, Mark, of the San Diego Modern Luxury Magazine by any chance?
I did from you. Thank you. I forgot to mention that.
Absolutely. You know who does appear in it, right? The social page.
Right, great.
That sounds like something out of the 30s and 40s.
Social pages.
The society
socialites,
page.
Society page. Yeah.
Society page. But sure enough, we made the magazine.
Wow.
It was the social page. The social... section of Modern Luxury, which is a great magazine.
Yeah.
It's owned by LA Confidential and Gotham and Hamptons and all these magazines. The San Diego version is the Modern Luxury San Diego. Several pages about the social scene in San Diego.
And there we are.
Now, we weren't actually in San Diego proper, per se. We were attending...
Stillmore.
Yeah, as we like to do about three times a year, which just ended the other day, San Diego Polo Club.
Which is a drag, we missed it.
Yeah, couldn't make it on Sunday, but... Yeah, it was the closing season for the San Diego Polo Club. They open up in May and they end in September. We try to go three times. We went twice this year, I think.
Wow.
Yeah. But
that's
anyhow,
too bad.
So we were caught on opening day, and Modern Luxury was hosting a party, which the Harris twins and Tastemakers were, of course, invited to attend the party, which was wonderful.
And we food, got, we great got drink, caught, yeah, media wall.
Champagne, and we got caught on camera, as we tend to do on occasion.
Caught tastemaking.
Called tastemaking, yeah. And remember that gentleman that we met, Mark, for a while after that? He was contacting us every week, every 2 weeks. The tall guy, I forgot what his name was. He was like from Sweden or something.
Yeah.
Whatever
right.
happened to him?
Yeah, he fell off the radar.
Yeah. So that's a good scene. That San Diego social scene is a nice thing to be involved in.
Yeah.
So if you happen to have access of that magazine, try to check us out and enjoy.
Yes.
Always looking dapper as...
you know, we may want to have our new buddy, the Prince, on the show as one of our guests. Prince Mario Max Prince Zu Schaumburg Lippe. Just posted a picture with him and Shirley MacLaine.
I saw that earlier.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's got a lot of... she does look weird.
Yeah.
A lot
she
of
looks
stuff
almost
to talk
like
about.
She's a fake picture. Like yeah. It's a cardboard thing. But, yeah, we'll see him next week. Let's mention it.
Yeah. Be an interesting guest to have on here, you know.
Yeah. We have, and I guess maybe we should start surrounding ourselves, Mark, by that eclectic crowd.
That's what I'm saying. That's why this Democratic nominee, Robbie Wells, you know.
He looks like a villain in a Superman movie.
Well, he looks like the guy from Breaking Bad and Under the Dome. What's that guy's name? Hank.
Yeah,
but I don't remember what his real name
Breaking
is.
Bad, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. He got wasted real good. Yeah. Real good. That's a good show.
Yeah. But anyhow, Robbie Wells, he does look like a villain.
Yeah,
you should, just like who's the guy playing the new Superman movie? He's playing Lex Luthor.
Oh yeah, isn't that Gordon Levitt?
No, it's the guy that played in Social Media, you know, the Facebook, the movie about Facebook.
Right.
What's his name? Jesse Eisenberg.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Blake, so you put a shaved head on the guy.
Actually, I don't think he is bald in this one.
Yeah, he is.
Is he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Speaking of bald, did you see The Strain?
Yeah.
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 You know, the one guy, he's originally, what's his name?
Right.
Corey something. He's originally bald, but they gave him hair in the show.
Right.
And then he recently shaved. I wonder if that was his request.
He's also in House of Cards, and he's bald in that, too.
And he's in the Black Mass.
Yeah.
He's always been bald.
Right. So
yeah.
I guess they just wanted to have hair in that one.
Yeah. And then
because
he
was going to shave it off, I guess, because he shaved it off then.
Yeah. But does he look like a villain? He played the villain in Ant-Man.
Right.
Yeah. And it's the bald look.
Yeah.
It gives you the.
Make you look like a villain. Look at Dr. Evil.
Yeah. Dr. Evil. Yeah, Dr. Evil.
From Austin Powers.
Aren't they due for another one?
I would think so. I think they'd come back and offer, what's-his-face, Mike Myers, 20 million?
When was the first one?
Oh, boy, probably about 15 years ago, right?
When was the last one?
Probably about 10 years ago.
It's time.
It's time for another one, yeah. This is when you wait, and then you come back and you get the $20 million payday.
Yeah.
You know.
So you ready for Fashion Week next week?
Yeah, as ready as I can be. Now, I know we're doing the Su Wong thing. Do we have any other Fashion Week events taking place?
Not yet, but I'm working on that.
Okay.
And I'll touch base with the
press
secretary.
I'd like to have a full week.
Yeah.
You know, I'd like to have a full week of events.
I think I'm going to start wearing scarves next week.
It's in the 90s?
Yeah.
That's silly.
Yeah.
So that's Clinton Wallace's.
I might pull a Ron Moss, which, by the way, last week, Mark, his scarf was gone.
Huh.
Did you notice that?
Well, maybe because
it was
so hot. Do you remember how hot it was there that week?
Oh, yeah.
Last week?
But he didn't know coming in there.
But it was hot before coming in there. That was.
It was woken. It was 80 degrees inside. There must have been 300 people at that party.
There's one thing about having the scarf, but when it's 95 degrees,
yeah, it's not going to be 95 next week, though. It's supposed to be in the 80s. I'm going to start breaking it out for Fashion Week especially.
Well, go ahead. I'll wear the scarf when it gets cold.
Yeah, I'll just bring that. Well, I'm not going to bring a winter type scarf. I'm just more like a. An accessory type.
Oh, by the way, did you reply back to Joe Hairbreeze?
I did.
Oh, good.
And also, I made reservations this morning for a brunch at
Circo great.
For 11 o'clock.
Okay,
is that
good.
Okay for you?
Yeah.
On the 18th.
We'll get there at 10:45.
Yeah.
Worked out perfect.
It goes till 2, I think.
Okay, good.
Last time we were there for a couple hours.
Yeah.
So, yeah, brunch, champagne brunch at Circo at the Beverly
Hills. Circ 55.
Yeah. And
at the,
what is that normally
Beverly
for?
Hills.
It goes for $55 each, doesn't it?
$90 for the two, so it's $45, I guess, for a piece.
$45 each,
yeah.
So we get two for that.
Yeah.
Wow. That's good brunch. And it's not the it's in between.
Yeah.
You know, there's the brunch that's off the menu where you get one item and you get champagne. And I'm not really particularly keen on that unless you get a good portion and the champagne's
but,
good.
And they had
however,
a good one with the
however, they, that's one way. Then they have the traditional champagne brunch buffet where you
breakfast.
Have everything.
Breakfast
I mean,
buffet.
It's buffet, breakfast, lunch, the whole thing, the gamut, the filet mignon, the prime rib.
No, hold on.
I'm trying to compare. I'm saying there's basically three types of brunches. There's the original one that's off the menu where you get one meal and you get the champagne. Basic standard, but if it's good champagne, it's worth it. Then there's the traditional standard where you have the unlimited food with the omelet bar, with the pasta bar, with the prime rib. Then you have a little different, and I like this because this is off the menu. Fantastic champagne. Then they have a mini buffet where they have the breakfast items. You order one entree, but then they have the mini buffet with the breakfast items. So you get a little of everything.
Yeah.
You get off
breakfast
the menu.
Breakfast buffet.
You get the buffet, and then you get the champagne.
And then there's also something else when you're talking about brunches. It's the one glass of champagne or the unlimited glasses of champagne. This is unlimited, which makes it that much better.
Yeah. And it's at the Beverly Hilton Hotel, and it's poolside.
Great location.
Yeah.
Great. I mean, it's for the price, it's fantastic. Yeah.
So 11,
and we're not promoting it and pitching it because they're a client or they've asked us to. We've been there before. We love it, and we're just bragging about how great it was.
Being a tastemaker doesn't mean you have to, be on their.
Before driving in here today, I was waiting for a light to change, and I saw a convertible Saab just went driving right past me, and I saw the guy was smoking a cigar. And so a few moments later, I turned to follow. I mean, I got the green light, so I went back of him. And I'm behind him, but not directly behind him. And as I'm driving in his way there, I could just smell the cigar he's smoking.
Get us a couple for St. Louis.
It was just, I mean, the smell of the cigar was fantastic. It was like Uncle Leonard's cigar smoke, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I'm thinking, amazing. He's smoking it. He's way up there. I'm just going in his wave here, and I could still smell this thing, and it was fantastic. But yeah, as we always like to smoke a couple cigars when we're out traveling around, so I'll pick up a couple of that for the road, and we'll enjoy a few of our stogies.
And the weather's going to be good. It's going to be in the mid-70s, actually.
And you know what? Actually, I think we don't show up for anything until Saturday at 4:30.
You sure, Mark?
Yeah.
I thought it was 6 a.m.
No. 6 a.m., we don't have anything on Saturday morning until it's late in the day. It's 7:30 a.m. on Sunday. Saturday, we're free until 4:30 in the afternoon, so we got the whole day to sightsee and go to
the Arch. Okay, then is it North Carolina the following week? We start a day at 6 a.m.?
No, we start a day at 6 a.m. on Sunday in Missouri.
Oh, Sunday, okay.
Sunday, it's 6 or 6:30 on Sunday. But Saturday, we don't do anything. We're free until 4:30 when we meet in the lobby for the first time. Then we go out to dinner.
So we're heading to the Arch.
Yeah, we're heading to the Arch.
You know what you got to do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Pappy Van Winkle Bourbon. Have you ever heard of it?
Never heard of it.
Yeah, we're constantly in our business, Wild Creation's core business, always looking for brands, product lines, and so forth. Booze is something that unlimited amount of it, whether it's vodka, bourbon, or tequila. Specifically tequila and vodka. But anyway, I came across this brand. I haven't tried it yet, but Pappy Winkle. Bourbon.
Pappy Winkle or Pappy Van Winkle?
Pappy Van Winkle. And speaking of Van Winkle, that's Ice Baby. What's his name?
You're right. His real name is Van Winkle. Vanilla Ice.
Vanilla Ice. Isn't he going to be one of the celebrities at the upcoming...
He's going to be at the Boca, Chris Everett event in Boca in November.
That'll be cool. Right?
Yeah, it'll be great.
Yeah, okay. I was just thinking because I saw this Van Winkle. I know Van Winkle is his name. So, look, always looking forward to meeting a new celebrity.
Yeah.
You know, I get a feeling he's going to be pretty cool, too. But anyhow, got to check out that Van Winkle bourbon.
Yeah, never heard of it, but that sounds good.
Yeah, just saw it in Vanity Fair.
So we're on, our episode of Oysters. Boy, they run that one, in the French Job, right? All the time?
Yeah. How could that be?
I don't know.
Which ones are like never on?
Our first one, the Kook. That one's really ever on.
Okay, but there's another one that's like the one where I'm wearing an ascot.
Yeah.
That is never on.
Yeah. I don't know. But that's on tonight. The French Dub is on tonight at 7 o'clock. So we hope that you all watch that. It's some good family entertainment. 7 p.m. tonight. And a week from tonight is the New Storage Wars Miami.
Oh,
which should be great. You and I came up with that one 2 years ago. We thought it'd be great.
Didn't
you know?
We pitch it? Did we get a piece of that?
No, because we didn't pitch.
We didn't pitch?
You and I
we
came up with the idea. Yeah.
Oh, that was just an insight thing. No. Well, you got to pitch, don't you?
Yeah.
I think it's magazine, by the way.
Yeah.
Esquire.
So that's going to be great tonight at 7 o'clock, and then we're on again next Tuesday.
Wow, that's good.
That's good.
And we should be getting our script today. We have to finish up our last episode of The World of Wow. A script is what we need to still tape to finish that episode up, and hopefully we'll be ready to go online.
Right.
On air, right? Or online.
And it'll be tight, but you'll still be able to hear us next Tuesday here at 11 a.m. on latalkradio.com, the Tastemakers on Channel 2. We'll be traveling. We'll be doing events, but we will still make it here in time to do the show. We're also always looking forward to receiving new Facebook friends and new Twitter followers. And our Twitter tag is twitter.com /WowHollywood. You can also follow us on or be a friend with us on the facebook.com/WowCreations. Boy, we've gotten a lot of new Facebook friends in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, yeah. A lot, which is great. How do you find out how many you have? I know with Twitter you can find out easily. How do you find out with Facebook?
How many friends you have?
Yeah.
It says it on there somewhere.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
Okay, look into that. How are we doing on MySpace?
MySpace.com, Wow Creations.
Instagram.
LinkedIn.
Do you still do LinkedIn?
Yeah,
I know,
every
Carrie started following us.
Almost every day. Who started following us?
Carrie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I saw that the other day.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, watch some great TV.
What's
go
on tonight?
And Limitless is on tonight. Grandfathered, The Grinder, The Muppets, just to name a few. So there's a lot, they say this is the new golden age of television. So go out, enjoy television. Go out, enjoy a great meal.
I can't keep track of all the new stuff that's on.
Go out, have a great drink. Enjoy. Life is short. Watch us tonight at 7 o'clock on the Storage Wars.
A&E.
Watch us on FirstRun.tv, The Fabulous World of WoW, anytime, any place. I mean, you can watch it online. So until next week, we bid you adieu. A goodbye. Au revoir.
Later.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.